We start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
and thanking Him and bearing witness that there is no deity but Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household and whose followers until the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We are still talking about the subject of what did the world lose due to the fall of Muslim Ummah. And indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have committed Himself to guarding and establishing many qualities, such as the quality of justice and the quality of the truth, establishing the truth and exposing deception and falsehood. Among His attributes subhanahu wa ta'ala is the just, and among His attributes subhanahu wa ta'ala is the establisher of the truth, al-haq wal-adl. These are the qualities of Allah, and He's committed into establishing those sooner or later. However, during the short temporary period of this life, of the existence of humans on this earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has delegated these qualities, the responsibility of maintaining these qualities and establishing these qualities to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in our hands so that we have the free will to choose whether to establish these qualities following His guidance or to follow the temptations and to follow the deception of the shaitan and not to establish these qualities in order to bring to ourselves some kind of interests and benefits, selfish interests and selfish benefits. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delegated that responsibility for us. And He said that إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. I am making a deputy on earth. A deputy on earth, and the responsibility of that deputy is to maintain the qualities of justice, the qualities of the truth, to maintain these qualities, to guard these qualities, to establish these qualities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hadid, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعْهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. That we have sent our prophets and messengers with clear signs, clear guidance from us. With them, we have sent down the scripture full of guidance, and with them we have sent down the balance, or the balance which is the symbol of justice, so that people may establish justice. And indeed it has been a big, big struggle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing that to test us. To test us if we're going to follow His guidance and establish His qualities and follow His manners, or follow the manners of the shaitan, the manners of deception, the manners of falsehood, the manners of selfishness and greed and jealousy. Or are we going to follow the manners of Allah, which are summarized in the attributes of beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has? The manners of mercy, the manners of justice, and all these manners. It is a test for us. And you might say, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is running us through a test? Indeed, for many reasons. Number one, so that we can have the free will to choose. Number two, so that when we worship Allah, we're not worshiping Him because we have no other choice, but we're worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though we have the choice not to worship Him. And we're committed to following His manners and establishing His qualities, even though it might conflict with our own temptations, with our own materialistic interests, with our own benefits. But we stand up for it. And indeed, that's a very high level of worship. And another thing that we have to keep in mind also, that Allah is committed into establishing the truth. Right? Now, as Allah said in Surah Al-Ankabut, everybody can claim faith. Everybody can claim that he is the most dedicated believer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to expose such deception, if this person is not saying the truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala runs us through a test. And the best way and the most effective way of exposing, of showing the truth and exposing falsehood is by tests. And this is why in college we get tests. Because we claim that we have studied. So the teacher says, okay, you have studied? Okay, I'll find out if you really have studied or not. Here's the truth. go to, and the teacher will give us a test. And so forth. And just like what Allah did with the shaitan. Before, the shaitan was ordered to bow down to Adam and he refused. He was known to be the most honorable creature Allah ever created. Why? Because even though he had the free will to choose between right and wrong, he dedicated himself to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like an angel. Angels don't have distractions and temptations and pressures that take them away from the worship of Allah and the dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The shaitan had, yet he was competing with the angels. So he was known to be the most honorable creature that Allah ever created. But Allah knew the truth about him. And everybody was deceived. And Allah did not like that. So Allah designed a very good test for him. A very good test to show the truth about him to all the angels and all other creations. Allah knew that the shaitan is worshipping him, not because he loves him. He's worshipping him because he is getting honored because of that worship. He is worshipping him and he's dedicating himself to his service and worship, not because he loves Allah, but because he will lose his status as the most honorable creature if he doesn't do that. So Allah knew that the shaitan is not working for Allah, for himself, but the shaitan is working to serve his own temptations, his own satisfaction, his own, you know, desires. So Allah decided to expose him. And indeed, Allah knew his weakness, which is that he wanted to be recognized and honored and received as the most honorable creature. So Allah designed that test for him. And he failed the test miserably. You know, when Adam was created, he was going around Adam. And he says, why did Allah create you? Allah must have created you for something. And then he was extremely puzzled. And then he went around asking the angels, who is going to be more honorable, the new creature or me? Do you think I'll be more honorable than him, or he's going to be more honorable than me? I think I should be more honorable than him. Or do you think Allah will make him more honorable than me? And he was puzzled. And he spent a long time since Allah fashioned Adam from clay until Allah breathed into Adam from his spirit. The shaitan spent a long time thinking about nothing but going around Adam, examining Adam, inspecting Adam. And even in the hadith that the shaitan used to go inside Adam from his mouth and go through his internal body and go out from the bottom. And then he would go to tell the angels that this human being is so weak because he is hollow from inside. If I am given an authority over him, I'm going to crush him and destroy him because I'm much more strong than him, which gives us an indication that the shaitan is solid from inside. Well, nothing directly says that, but you can understand this from the hadith. But anyway, the shaitan spent a lot of time going around thinking and wondering whether he's going to be more honorable than Adam or Adam is going to be more honorable than him. And then when Allah invited all the angels and the shaitan to the ceremony of breathing into Adam from his spirit, shaitan was so panicked. And he's saying, now I'm going to find out if he's going to be more honorable than me or not. And the surprise came like a bomb on the head of the shaitan when Allah ordered all the angels, including, and ordered the shaitan with them to bow down to Adam. Of course, the more honorable, the less honorable, bows down to the more honorable. Bowing down is a sign of hierarchy of honor. So obviously, if the shaitan has to bow down to Adam, then Adam is more honored than him. And that was it. Shaitan did not accept that at all. He became very angry, and then he refused to listen to Allah. Even though when Allah asked him, why didn't you bow down? And instead of crying for forgiveness, and repenting and bowing down, he made a silly, ridiculous argument. Thinking that Allah is going to buy into this silly, ridiculous argument. What was it? I'm better than him. I'm created from fire. He's created from mud. You made a mistake. I should be more honorable than him. He's not more honorable than me. He should bow down to me. I shouldn't bow down to him. And he insisted on it. Unlike Adam, when he disobeyed Allah, he cried. And humans make both kinds of sins, by the way. Some humans make the sin of the shaitan. Well, after they sin, they insist on it. And they make silly, ridiculous arguments to justify it. And others, when they make the sins, they follow Adam, which is crying and repenting and asking Allah for forgiveness. Both the shaitan and Adam made sins. Shaitan was cursed, Adam was forgiven. So what's the difference? The difference is what happens after the sin is committed. So that's what happened. And Allah designed this particular test to expose the truth about the shaitan. And the shaitan, the truth about the shaitan was completely exposed. And so Allah is designing a test for us in this world. A test to show exactly who you are. What exactly do you deserve? Do you deserve the highest place in heaven or the lowest place in hellfire or somewhere in between? That is the test that Allah is committed to run us through to show exactly the truth about every and each one of us. And He is committed into establishing this truth in this life or in the hereafter. So that's one of the purposes. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has delegated the responsibility. Among the articles or the questions of that test, or the components of that test, is that we have to maintain the justice, the quality of justice in this world by ourselves. And Allah is not going to maintain it. You are the Khalifa, you are the deputy who are going to maintain it. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes in the Quran, He ridicules the non-believers when they say, for example, at the end of Surah Yaseen, أَنُطْعِمُ مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَهُ. You want us to feed the one who supposed to be fed by Allah? What they are saying is that, okay, you guys are saying, who is the provider of sustenance? Allah. Who is the provider of provisions? Allah. Okay, and this is a poor guy, alright? So whose job to feed this poor guy? Is Allah, because he's the provider, he's the Razzaq. Okay, why do you want me to feed him? It's not my job. Do you want me to do the job of Allah? أَنُطْعِمُ مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَهُ. Of course, Allah ridiculed them for this understanding. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Prophet Muhammad said in the hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَعَلَ فِي رِزْقِ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ مَا يَكْفِي الْفُقَرَاءِ وَمَا جَاعَ فَقِيرٌ إِلَّا بِتُخْمَةِ غَنَيْهِ. Allah has provided, Allah has sent down the provision and the sustenance of the poor people within the provision and the sustenance of the rich people. And for every man who is starving, there is another man who is fat, who is getting fat. Because Allah, now you ask a question, why would Allah do that? Why wouldn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the sustenance and the provisions of the poor man directly to him? Why does he have to send it through the rich man? It's again, it's another item in the test. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this whole thing is a test. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dedicated the responsibility of al-khilafah to the Muslim ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after the children of Israel have fell down from being the chosen people, have fell down from being the righteous superpower that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have selected to maintain the qualities of justice and to maintain the qualities of establishing the truth, after they have failed down, and the reasons of their failure are listed in details in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah said, now it is your turn, you are the Muslim Ummah, and you are the one who have the responsibility of maintaining these qualities on earth. And what happened is that when the Muslim Ummah was a righteous superpower, it did stand up for the responsibility that Allah has given to it, and it did guard these qualities. But what happened after the fall of Muslim Ummah? What happened? The world is suffering from severe injustices. Concentration, severe injustice in the distribution of power and wealth. Concentration of power and wealth in the hands of very few people, while the rest of humanity are starving. Some are getting obesity, and some are starving to death. Some are throwing quarters in fountains, and others are dying because they don't have a quarter to pay for a medication that will save their lives. Some are in the very top, and the majority are in the very bottom. It's not some and some. It's some and majority. Some are enjoying the within the boundaries of this universe, of this world, and within even the boundaries of a single country, or sometimes a single town, you can find the two extremes. The very few who own all power and wealth, and the rest of the people are the own almost no power and no wealth. And we always have a famous saying of describing certain countries by saying this country is a country of 2%. And what we mean by that is that 2% of the people of this country own all power and wealth. And the rest of the people of the country, they almost have no power and no wealth. They are nothing but slaves of that 2%. And this, we call that number indicates how much injustice this country has. And this is why we call some countries, this is the country of 2%, this is the country of 5%, this is the country of 10%, to indicate exactly how much injustice exists within the boundaries of the same country. Not to mention on the global scale. And inshallah, in the next khutbah, I will quote for you some of the numbers from the book of Dr. Zygmunt Brzezinski, where he documented the severe political injustices, the severe financial injustices, and the severe double standards that has been used all over the world during the previous century and until today. Inshallah, next time we'll continue. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إني داع فقولوا آمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك الحنيف ردا جميلا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اهد غير المسلمين للإسلام. اللهم أرهم نورك يا رب العالمين، نور هديك ونور وحيك ونور نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أذن لشريعتك أن تحكم الدنيا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم حكم فينا من قلت عنهم الذين إن مكناهم في الأرض أقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأمروا بالمعروف ونهوا عن المنكر ولله عاقبة الأمور. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. عباد الله، إن الله قد أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه أولا وثنى فيه بملائكته المسبحة بقدسه ثانيا، فقال جل من قائل إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي الصلاة حي الصلاة حي الصلاة حي الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ويوم يناديهم فيقول ماذا أجبتم المرسلين، فعميت عليهم الأنباء يومئذ فهم لا يتساءلون. فأما من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا فعسى أن يكونوا من المفلحين. وربك يخلق ما يشاء ويختار، ما كان لهم الخيرة، سبحان الله وتعالى عما يشركون. وربك يعلم ما تكن صدورهم وما يعلنون، وهو الله لا إله إلا هو، له الحمد في الأولى والآخرة وله الحكم وإليه ترجعون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين كذب أصحاب الأيكة المرسلين إذ قال لهم شعيب ألا تتقون إني لكم رسول أمين فاتقوا الله وأطيعون وما أسألكم عليه من أجر إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين أوفوا الكيل ولا تكونوا من المخسرين وزنوا بالقسطاس المستقيم ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين واتقوا الذي خلقكم والجبلة الأولين قالوا إنما أنت من المسحرين وما أنت إلا بشر مثلنا وإن نظنك لمن الكاذبين
الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليكم ورحمة الله